It is now official. The NDC has closed the door of opportunity for any member of the party who wishes to contest for the flag bearership slot. This was after President John Mahama, who had been proposed by the National Executive Committee, picked his nomination forms at the party's headquarters in Accra. The General Secretary of the NDC, Johnson Asiedun Ketia, insisted that the date of August 29 to 30, fixed for the Special Delegates Congress in Kumasi, remains unchanged.
The door has been shut on the application of our regular method of selecting a presidential candidate. We are beginning the Congress in the evening of 29th. That is where the final National Executive Committee meeting will take place. And then we will call Congress to order at 9 a.m. on the 30th of August at the Babayara Sports Stadium.
That was the General Secretary of the NDC, Johnson Asiedun Ketia. Meanwhile, President John Mahama has assured the rank and file of the NDC of leading the party to victory in the December elections. He has therefore asked all the party faithful to unite to successfully prosecute the campaign. President Mahama also appealed to those who are aggrieved to let bygone be bygone and come on board, so that together the NDC can achieve a total and decisive victory. President Mahama said this when he picked nomination forms and paid the 5,000 CD filing fee at the party's headquarters in Accra. Seth Aya reports.
President John Dramani Mahama was received at the NDC headquarters by an enthusiastic supporters, some of whom had been waiting since morning. The General Secretary of the party, Johnson Asiedun Ketia, spelled out the requirements for the nomination forms.
The sole candidate would need to get two delegates to propose the candidate, and then we get four other delegates to second the nomination, and then this nomination has to be endorsed by five members of good standing from each of the 230 constituencies throughout the country. So in all, our candidate, His Excellency, will require 1,156 signatures of well-qualified members of the NDC spread throughout the country. And his own signature will be the 1,157th signature.
President Mahama thanked the rank and file of the NDC for the support given him so far. Thus, he asked them to carry it into the campaign after it has been launched on August 30 in Kumasi.
I wish to use this opportunity to say that it gives us a chance to pull this party together. And I want to use this occasion to call on everybody who has been a part of this party, who for one reason or the other has felt aggrieved or has been hurt in the past by any utterances or anything that anybody has done to make them feel marginalized, that they should put all those things behind them. Let's come together as one family. With the trust that has been reposed in me, I would use every effort that I have to be able to pull this party together. I'm sure that if we all put our shoulders to it, every other person who has been aggrieved and as a result of that is pursuing his own program would be able to be brought on board, so that we come back together as one family. It is said that in unity lies strength, and so we'll work for that.
President Mahama asked the supporters of the party to attend the Congress in their numbers.
Let me also call on all our party faithful all across the country to look forward to a successful and peaceful Congress. I'm sure that the Congress would be a very, very, very properly organized one, and it will be the stage where we kick off our campaign for the December 2012 election. We have very little time left, barely 3 months to an election, and so we all have to come and put our shoulders to the wheel and make sure that this election takes off as quickly as possible. And I am confident that, as Prof constantly said, God is on our side and he will grant us victory in December.
President Mahama is expected to return the forms at least 48 hours before the Congress starts. Seth Iya reporting for Radio Ghana.